Well, the first lesson about using C# and using .NET is probably that you can't use it everywhere. It's a great tool, but don't shoehorn it into places that it shouldn't be used. So if you're on a networking transport layer that's all about throughput on this particular machine, that's when you go pedal to the metal and you do your custom thing. C#'s been very good at managing our data flows inside the data center. Once it's gotten through the firewalls and it's gotten through the basic authentication stuff, C# has been very good for us to have one layer of machines talking to another layer of machines. We still had to write a lot of transport. We still had to write a lot of objects to help us understand the protocols between the machines. But it's been a great simplification for us. I'm not going to have a really good answer to this question.
No, that's good. Have you learned anything about security that you could help pass along to, you know? What are some things that maybe not a .NET developer, but a general developer could learn from your experience, because you obviously thought a lot about it?
Security is a really hard subject. Security is difficult for so many reasons, in that any piece of code that's exposed to the hacker, they're going to probe it, and they're going to try to attack it, and they're going to try to get at it. One of the approaches we've taken on Xbox Live is let's take the security layer, and we're going to abstract it away from the main portion of the software. We're going to put it right down at the very bottom of everything. So the person writing the application isn't thinking about the main security layer, they're thinking about their application. But every packet that goes out on the internet goes through our security layer, it gets encrypted, it gets authenticated. If it's been changed in any way, it gets dropped on the floor before it even gets to the applications. I think the big lesson we've learned is that you have to keep your security as simple as you can so that a few people can understand the code and they can check it for errors and they can see that it's clean and it hasn't been corrupted. And then you put that in front of everything. And if you're running a battle where you're trying to inspect we still inspect every line of code for security errors. But if you're relying on having every single line of code in this huge body of an application being perfect, you're never going to succeed at it. You're going to get errors in there just because there's too much for people to look at. And the variations can be very subtle that'll get past your automated analysis tools. So if you can keep a core security layer separate from the main body, keep it clean, keep it simple, keep it single purpose, and then get some very good people to code review it, but they can code review it because it's all in one place. That's been very successful for us.
Interesting. Oh, that's an interesting approach. Did you do threat modeling as well?
Yeah,
we just interviewed the guy who wrote the threat modeling tool for us. So.
Yeah, and threat modeling in games is just, it's wacky because they get very creative. Typical types of threats in a game, there's things called mappers, aimers, all sorts of interesting tools people have written where they're watching the stream of data going across the internet. And if, let's say you have a system where you're authenticating the packet, so you can't flip any bits in the packet or they get rejected, but you can see the contents. Well, then the hacker is going to create something called a mapper. I'm playing my game, I'm in my first-person shooter, and over here on my PC is a top-down view of the map. I can see where all the players are, and I can see, ooh, this guy's hiding behind the wall. All right, so I'm getting information I shouldn't have as I'm playing the game. And an aimer is when they can crack the packet itself. I sort of fire in your general direction, and then it fixes the aim in the packet as it flies over the other machine, and you hit every time. Right. Those are the kinds of threats we're dealing with.
Yeah.
In addition to your more traditional threats where people try to break into our servers and all that, we see attempted attacks all the time, but because we put our security layer right down at the bottom, kept it very clean, kept it very simple, and at the same time, continue to do the more traditional code inspections and doing the other things in the main application, we've been able to manage the threats so far.